And I have a couple of young ladies joining me from the North Callaway School District. As a matter of fact, Superintendent Kenya Thompson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you here. And also a junior at the North Callaway High School, Isabel Borscherding, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. And we are just going to start off with Ms. Thompson here, as we have been talking over the last month or so about a couple of propositions that are going to be on the April 2nd ballot. Basically, it's Prop N, Proposition C, just overall summary of that once again for people who are tuning in this morning.
Yeah, Proposition N is considered a no tax increase or tax continuation to construct a single site new school right there on our campus by the high school. So that is a bond, which was just like a tax continuation. Proposition C is a 25-cent levy increase directly go to teachers' salaries as well as for our non-certified salaries. And so looking at both of those things, we've got asked a lot, do they both have to pass? And so what we've talked a lot with our voters is that if Proposition N passes, we move forward with the constructing a single elementary right there by the high school. If Proposition C passes, we have the ability to add money to the base for teacher salaries. But voters can vote separately, so they can vote yes or no in different areas. And so we just look forward to April 2nd. When voters really discern and decide the future of our school district.
I know that you've been going around and speaking to the community over the past several weeks, just kind of your general overall thoughts of how the community is, accepting proposition or their thoughts on the propositions, if you will.
Yeah, so Matt, we've been out and about for several weeks now in our community. I think the thing that I've been most impressed with is the willingness of our community to listen and ask thoughtful questions. And so regardless of where we've been in different situations, we have an opportunity to ask questions and to learn a little bit more. So just, I've been very impressed with the engagement level of our community in those areas.
All right. We're going to bring in actually Isabel Borscherding. She's a junior over at the North Callaway High School. And, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about your thoughts on these propositions and maybe some of the benefits of them if the voters should approve them.
So with being a junior at North Callaway, looking towards my senior year, Prop C specifically is very, very important to me because your senior year is kind of what prepares you for college and for the rest of your lives. So having teachers that are qualified and keeping teachers that can help prepare me for my future is very important. And looking at my siblings coming up behind me in North Callaway, I think that having teachers that can help prepare everyone in the district would be very beneficial for our futures.
No doubt about it. While we have you here, let's talk to you a little bit about some of the activities that you're involved in at the North Callaway High School. I understand quite a few organizations that you've joined up with, if you will.
So I really enjoy competing in public speaking, and I do that through FFA and FBLA, and I'm involved in cheerleading and track and biology club and a lot of the other clubs. So we have a really good community, and I think we have really great advisors too, and keeping the qualified teachers that are good in those fields will help us a lot in the clubs and stuff.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to Kenya because tonight it's kind of a is this the final event that you're going to be speaking publicly at about the propositions?
Yeah, Matt. So we added one more event this evening. It is at the middle school at 6 p.m. It is the final opportunity for voters to come here and listen about a little bit about Prop N and Prop C. It's a week before the vote. We're going to be doing a couple of small things. The other thing that the committee has organized is at 6 p.m. on the Monday night before the vote on April 1st. There's a prayer opportunity that's going to happen right outside the high school. And it's just a prayer opportunity to discern the future of the district. It is not a prayer for a vote of yes or no. It is just really hoping that our community thoughtfully discerns what is the best interest of the North Callaway community. And so those are two opportunities for community members to come out to be involved and just look forward to seeing what voters say they want on April 2nd.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly appreciate both of you coming in this morning, and we will anxiously be awaiting the results on April 2nd for these propositions. Thank you all so much.